Andy reached into the hat. He drew out a piece of paper and looked at it.
"What does it say?"
Violet asked. Uncle Andy smiled. "I think I'll keep it a surprise," he said, and put the paper in his pocket. At first, the Aldens were disappointed. They didn't want to wait another minute to find out where they were going. Then Jesse said,
"That's a good idea, Uncle Andy."
Henry agreed. "The longer the wait, the better the surprise."
"Let's get going,"
Benny urged.
"We can wait on the way."
Violet laughed.
"What about breakfast, Benny?"
"Oh,"
Benny said.
"I forgot."
They all laughed. It wasn't like Benny to forget about a meal.
"We'll eat breakfast out," Aunt Jane said. "I know the perfect place."
And off they went.
Clang, clang went the cable car as it came down the hill toward them. When it stopped, Uncle Andy said,
"Hop on! Watch your step!"
the friendly conductor called out. Benny was the first one aboard. Riding a cable car was what he most wanted to do. He led the way to the front section where the sides were open and the long benches faced out. Uncle Andy said,
"So, what do you think, Benny? Is this what you expected?"
"Better,"
Benny answered. He had seen pictures of the cable cars, but looking at pictures was not the same as actually riding in one. It was a thrill to rumble and creak up one hill and down another.
"Benny's lucky,"
Violet said.
"He got his wish first."
Andy said, "I didn't pick Benny's paper out of my hat, but he is lucky. We can take cable cars to many of the places we'll go."
Benny smiled. He was happy to know this was not his last ride. The cable car stopped in a park.
"End of the line," the conductor called.
The Aldens clambered down the steps. When everyone had left the cable car, it moved onto a big turntable. The motorman gripped the side rails on the wooden circle and pushed the cable car completely around. Now it was ready for its return trip.
"Wow,"
Benny said.
"They don't have anything like that in Greenfield."
Aunt Jane put her arm around his shoulders.
"San Francisco is a unique place, all right," she said.
"Let's eat," Uncle Andy said.
Benny smiled.
"Aunt Jane's right, Uncle Andy. You are full of good ideas."
They crossed the street to the Buena Vista Cafe. They sat at a table beside the window and watched people line up for the cable cars.